Impact 103.
You're listening to Drive 326 on Impact 103. Still so good to be with you on this wonderful Tuesday afternoon. Now, I did say to you earlier on that we're going to be stepping into the world of the law, more specifically when it relates to the law and the relationship we have with wills and estates and attorneys. This is something that you may be thinking, Khosi, I've always had an interest to find out what are the limitations, what I can do, what I can't do. Wills and estates, whether you're 28 or 88, having a solid will is one of the most important gifts that you can give your family. And this afternoon, I'm joined by Anlie van Gienen, who's a public relations specialist as well as estate consultant at McRoberts Attorneys, one of South Africa's most established firms. Help us understand, why is this so important? And if it is so important, how then do I get it right? Anlie, welcome to Drive 326.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Anlie, I mean, this is a conversation that I think a lot of people feel like, oh my goodness, I don't want to have this conversation. It makes me feel uncomfortable. I don't even know where to start. But before we get there, let's talk about where you come from. McRoberts Attorneys. Someone might be thinking, I think I've seen a billboard or a building somewhere. Yeah. Tell us about McRoberts Attorneys.
Right. So we've got a very nice big building there in Brooklyn. So you might have seen it already. Now, McRoberts Attorneys is a national law firm. We've got offices in Pretoria, obviously, and Cape Town, Johannesburg and Durban. So we've got a national footprint, which makes it easier and more accessible for people. Now, believe it or not, McRoberts Attorneys is 129 years old this year. And I've been told that all those years we've been doing estates, wills and estates. So I think by this time, we might have learned a few things.
Yeah,
no, we're a big firm. We're about 500 employees with 25 directors. So, which is also a good thing because if we are an executor of an estate, if one director falls away, it just goes on to the next one. Right. And then, we, as I said, we are a large firm, but in the estates department, we pride ourselves in giving personal attention and care. We even provide our cell phone numbers to our clients so that we are always available for them.
Let's talk about those seasons when you do need it. And before we even get to talking about the executor, the estate and all these different things, a will is where we're starting. Why is having a current will so important, especially here in South Africa?
Okay, first of all, having an updated will ensures that your estate is distributed according to your wishes. So it can be based, if it's an old, outdated will, it can be based on outdated circumstances. So it's very important. And in South Africa, if you pass away without a will, or even if you just have a copy of a will and not the original, then the law of interstate succession applies. So the master's office will then distribute your assets to your closest relatives, and which may not always reflect your intentions. So that's very important. And also the updated will gives clear directions to your family members about what your wishes are. And this avoids, it can avoid family conflict and uncertainty as well.
But then the question becomes, how often should I be updating this and making sure that it stays current? Is it one of those things that I do it and kind of set it and forget it? Or is it like a car service that as often as possible? Are there certain life events that might trigger a, hey, maybe I should go and review that will?
Yes, this is more like a car service event, I'm afraid. So a good rule of thumb is that to review a will every 2 to 3 years, or if an important life event happens, because we know that life happens, you know. So the life events that you must look out for to make sure that you update your will afterwards is getting married, getting divorced, or having children, and selling, buying or selling a property, that's also very important. And or starting and closing a business, because that could change everything. And then if you're one of your beneficiaries or your executor passes away, then it's very important to update your will. Yeah, so that is the times. And another thing that's good to remember, South African law also treats divorces quite specifically. So if you don't update your will within 3 months of a divorce, your ex-spouse might still inherit as per your old will if you pass away in those 3 months. Sure. So it's really crucial to be proactive.
Using the car service example, I know if I don't take my car in for a service, it will tell me that, hey, something is wrong. What does it look like if one does pass away with a will that's not updated, not current, or just not in good condition?
Yeah, so unfortunately, not like a car, it won't tell you, but in the end, it's your family members that sits with the problem. So they see all the breakages and so on. So unfortunately, several things can go wrong. Now, beneficiaries you no longer want to intend to benefit may still inherit. So that might be a previous spouse, as I said, even long time after a divorce. It can be a previous spouse. Or you might even leave people out that's important to you, like new grandchildren or a new life partner. Yeah. If they're not in the will, they won't inherit. And, I mean, you always want to leave something behind to people that's close to your heart. So, yeah, so when a beneficiary is under the age of 18 years, it's very important to remember that you must have a provision in your will for a testamentary trust. Because if you don't provide in your will for a testamentary trust for beneficiaries under the age of 18 years old, their inheritance will go to the Guardian's Fund, which is administered by the Master's Office, which can be very problematic. Yeah. So, yeah, it's very important that the person that helps you with your will make sure that the testamentary trust is in order and not even just for children under the age of 18. Mm. This is also for disabled people or even people with dementia that can't look after themselves, that need the inheritance to stay alive.
Yeah.
So that is very, very important. And ultimately, a poorly written, outdated will can increase costs and stress, emotional strain for your loved ones, and it can also delay the wrapping up of the estate. Mm. So you're keeping your will clear and current really avoids all of that.
Well, Anli, I mean, thank you, because I think this is causing a lot of people to reflect and to go and reconsider their wills again and go and have a look and dust it off if it's a little bit dusty, and go update it if there is one that hasn't been updated, or actually go get it for the very first time if they haven't been able to do that. And I'm certain they're able to do that at McRobert Attorney.
Yes. The good news today is that McRobert Attorneys does the consultations for the will, the drafting of the will, and the safekeeping of your will free of charge. So there's really no excuse not to have an updated will. So, yeah, you can contact us anytime, and we will immediately. We even assist frail people, older people that's frail and that can't come to our offices. I even go to them.
Yeah.
That's special cases that we really like to attend to.
That's fantastic. Anli, thank you so much. This has been very insightful. Looking forward to chatting to you again.
Right, wonderful. Thank you for the opportunity. Have a wonderful day.
Super stuff. I say chatting again because she's going to be with us for a number of weeks. Throughout this month of June, we're going to be in conversation with a team from McRobert Attorneys, really just highlighting and understanding how important it is that we have our things in order when it comes to the law, specifically in the world of wills and estate. Now, if you want to be able to get more information on this, you can pop your message with the word will on our WhatsApp line, 071-364-0376. And of course, I'll be able to send you all that detail. Pop your message on the WhatsApp line with the word will, and I'll be sure to send you all that information.
Come alive to the beat of life with Impact 103.